Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge.
Rocking chair. Yesterday I had this song running around in my head. And every time I thought about what to talk about, this song came up. So I did a muscle test. Is this what I'm supposed to talk about? And I got strong. When my muscles become strong, this is a yes for me, so this is what came out. I've always wanted a rocking chair. There is something so soothing in that piece of furniture. Memories from when I was young. My mother holding me and rocking me back and forth as a baby. Myself holding my babies and rocking back and forth. We had a lady in our ward when I first moved to the ward. She would help me out and come home and help me with chores and babysitting. She was more than a member. She became my extra grandmother, and in her home, she had a rocking chair. I loved to visit with her and just sit there for a while. It was calming and soothing in a life so full of stress. It was a handful having three children in less than 4 years, and I don't have many memories from that time, from the time they were young. But I remember the feeling of calm, sitting there in that rocking chair. She told me she would give it to me the day she passes. But sometimes things just fade away and life comes in between. So instead of having a real rocking chair, I made one up. In my safe place, the visual house I created in my head, my go-to place when I need to find peace. In that house, which by the way was a technique I learned from one of the many courses I've taken, in there I have a room. It's rather small, more like an alcove. The main feature in the room is the wall filled with books, the huge round window with the seating in it, and the rug on the floor with a rocking chair in the middle. When life has been tough and I needed somewhere to hide, I realized that the reason I loved reading books was to get away from reality, to escape my life and for a moment become someone else, a hero or a heroine, and live through them if only for a minute. After starting watching K-dramas, they have replaced my need to read books. Now I live out my emotions through the dramas instead. It's still a sort of escaping reality, but I will stand by my thought that it has been the most therapeutic thing I've done so far in my healing process. So Rocking Chair is the title of JB's new song that just got released. I've been waiting for this song since I first heard him sing it live during a concert in July. So now it's out and I bought it. I'm so grateful that he took the time to make an English translation himself and post it online. And I will read the lyrics for you from this song called Rocking Chair. Rocking chair. Because you couldn't fall asleep last night. Was it hard opening your eyes today as well? Time, which is always lacking. Hair, still slightly wet. There wasn't even time to eat breakfast. In a cafe with a long line, hidden behind short conversations, stuck behind a screen with your head down. If you ever feel even a little lonely, just come to me as you are and take a seat. Come lean against me and take a rest. It's even all right if you fall asleep. I'll cover you in a blanket when it's one of those days you're worn out. I'll become your rocking chair. The sunset is beautiful on the other side of the window, but you are dismayed because you have nowhere to go. Past the people and noise, but when it begins to quiet down, do you start to think that you're all alone? More worn out than a pressed open button, it seems you've become more used to the close button. Just come to me as you are and take a seat. Comfortably lean against me and take a rest. It's even all right if you fall asleep. I'll cover you in a blanket when it's one of those days you're worn out. I'll become your rocking chair. Are there worries keeping you from falling asleep? I'll stay next to you until you fall asleep. Lean on me, just like now. Don't worry about anything. I want to comfort you. Comfortably lean against me and take a rest. It's even all right if you fall asleep. I'll cover you in a blanket when it's one of those days you're worn out. I'll become your rocking chair. The weird part that even if I don't know Korean, I just knew the words to this song. It's as if the words came from my heart. And listening to this song, it makes me think of Christ. And I realize that in all my life, He has been my rocking chair. And my brother that died in 1985, just 6 months old, he has been my rocking chair. I know I used this poem Footprints, and I guess this is sort of a sequel to that episode. If I could convey the feeling I have for my Savior, how much He means to me on a very personal plane, how I feel His energy close to me, just like a blanket wrapped around me while sitting, holding me in a rocking chair. His big arms around me, stroking my hair gently and humming me to sleep. I feel the strength that is inside of Him and the gentleness, the infinite that is He. And I feel truly safe and loved, like among the billions of people or souls that exist. He knows me, my soul, and I matter to Him. For me, listening to this song, it's a link to my older brother, my Savior, my best friend, my guiding light, and my biggest example. Thank you, JB, for taking my feelings, thoughts, and emotions about my Savior and putting them into words and music to create this song, or to me, it's a masterpiece. I'll put a link in the description to anyone who wants to listen that needs a rocking chair in their life, and I hope I can be a rocking chair to you, to comfort, reassure, and be there for you like He is for me. Until next time, be the light, share the light, spread the light, and shine. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts, and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.